Thank you. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the gift of this son. Yes. I thank you for the gift of this son, Lord. I thank you that you have saw fit to knit hearts together, that you would bring this gift into our house, to come under the canopy of grace that is this house. Father, I thank you that with this son comes the gift of a nation. Lord, I thank you that you have shown me that through Randy, you are granting Jubilee, the nation of Thailand. Father, we extend our hands to bless, to cover, to release, to empower, to exhort, to encourage in every way, to cover him by the blood of the Lamb, that he would be invisible to all who would do him harm, Lord God, that you would make him invisible to the enemy and yet great to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, to those who are hungering for truth and for love, Lord, for those who are hungering to be touched, would you make him bright and brilliant and unavoidable, so that the anointing that he is carrying, the mantle he is carrying, would go before him, Lord, and would last long behind him like Peter's shadow. And Father, as you have taken people, saints, from our house already to send to different areas of Thailand, not just to one church, but to different areas, different ministries, different places of need, Lord, you have taken Jubilee and you've already spread her out over Thailand like a blanket, Father God, like a net, a network of your glory. I see a net over Thailand, and I see lights going up and down the strings of the net, circuits, electrons, just the electricity being sent, communication and connection and empowerment. And what it's showing me is that the information, the intel, the knowledge, the discernment, and the wisdom for every area is going to be granted, because the Lord is going to continue bringing people together under you, Randy, who will have information pertaining to the different regions, who will have information and discernment pertaining to the different factions and areas of import and importance in those places. And I see a net being spread, and Jubilee is part of that net. We cast that net over Thailand, and we partner with heaven's yes and amen over that country, that there would be no interruption of information that you need, that there would be complete and total release and flow of every ounce of information and intel that you would need to know exactly how to minister to a given area, to a given moment, to a given individual, to a given time, to a given time, to a given time, to a given time. We here are grateful that you would honor us with the mantle you carry to come and partner with us. We receive the gift that you are. We receive the gift that you carry. We receive the anointing and the power and the strength that you walk in as a gift of honor from the Lord. We are humbled by this gift from the Father, and we say yes, Lord, to all that you want to do. And Father, may we become the net under Randy. May we become the net of strength under him, Father God. There is no place for him to fall but that he isn't sprung right back up, Lord God, because of the net of love you are placing beneath him, the net of strength, the net of support. And we want to say yes and amen to every work of heaven regarding you and Edie, your family, your children, your grandchildren. Your great-grandchildren, and the future generations, most importantly, the children of the King that have been fathered by your ministry, that they will give praise to the Father for you and what you have chosen to stand in the gap on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's good. That's good. One last thing, because we could all continue this, but that was complete. Let's stretch out our hand one more time. Randy's going back to a nation that is scheduled for elections within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that is in upheaval right now, a lot of political upheaval. God is calling him to release, to gather prayer and intercession. I want to really, I felt in the spirit that we want to impart to you the grace that is found in Zechariah chapter 4, the shouting of grace, the capacity to change edicts sent by evil men of corrupt causes and cause them to be interrupted and turned around and made to be edicts from heaven to cause God's kingdom purposes to go forth instead. We declare that the mountains that stand before Thailand are trying to rise up inside of Thailand, that the power of the Holy Spirit, not the might of man, not the power of man, but by the Spirit of God, they become plains. They are removed. They are cast into the sea. And the intention, the heavenly plan of Thailand, Siam, to come into her heavenly calling in agreement with heaven through the shouting of grace, through the gift from heaven, and embody and strengthen this man with an apostolic calling that all and who shall ever hear will join together in agreement, a chorus to shout the grace, grace, grace to the completion, to the completion. Let's just shout that at him seven times. Grace, 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 grace. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now it's yours.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. I feel like I don't know if I can talk right now. I'm going to try, but I've got to go down and get. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I love prayer so much, and I receive that. Thank you so much. There's so much power in the words that you just spoke, and I think I'm still feeling it, so hang on a second here. It's good, a good feeling, a real good feeling. But thank you so much, Jubilee. We love you so much, and I'm sorry Edie couldn't be here with you tonight, and but we just wanted to also extend our love to each and every one of you. And thank you so much for your prayers. They are powerful. They've availed much already. And much more is ahead. Much more is coming. I'm still feeling that prayer. It's just, wow. You guys have some powerful prayer people here. You know that? Just some powerful, powerful. Your prayers are powerful. We believe very much, as I know many of you do, that we're in a whole new time zone right now. It's a whole new season. Not season isn't even really a good word for what we've come into. But everyone, we're in a new place. Things are moving forward. Old things have passed away. New things are come, and more new things are going to keep coming. It's just not for a season, but we're on a runway, you know, I'll tell you. And it's not to get down to the end of the runway. I mean, it's just, we're just going to keep going up and up and up and up. And so things aren't going to be like they were before. But you need to really be thankful you've been a part of Jubilee. Be thankful for its history. Your pastor is so, so well pastoring. Thank you for Steve and Cammie and Brian, all of your history and your ministry here and all those who have come, give thanks to the Lord, because it took all of that to get you where you are today. And destiny is yet to be fulfilled. You are at a destiny moment. This is a time you're entered into where fulfillment is coming to the things that you have hoped for and prayed for many, many years. And I'm speaking that to you not prophetically. I really, really can see it taking place here before you. And I'm excited for you in every way. You have done the right things. You have built the right foundation. You have carried forth the word of the Lord and carried it well. You have spoken the truth, you have prayed the prayers, and you have lifted up the name of the Lord in this place and in this city and in this region. And I want to commend you for your faithfulness to the Lord, because there's not many places that have flags that encircle a room. And maybe you never began that way, but this is where you are now. You are holding the nations in your hands. We may think that, well, you know, we're insignificant. Maybe you think that personally about yourself. Don't ever, ever, ever think that. You are extremely important to the advancement of the kingdom of God on this earth. Each and every one. And each and every one has a major role to play in what God's going to do in the days ahead, days, weeks, and months ahead. He's going to do some mighty, mighty works in our midst. Miracles, signs, and wonders, and things that we haven't seen before. New things are going to be released. I want you to let go of the old things so that you can grab hold of the new things. Let go of the old ideas and get a hold of the new ideas. And trust the Lord that He's going to bring them about. And declare yourself healed completely. If you need to do that every day, do it every day. I am healed. I am set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because in the days ahead, you're going to be seeing that what God is opening up to you is that of the healing of many people. So you're going to be healed and set free, and you're going to see others ahead of you as well. I want to share with you tonight an amazing word, but I want to share with you first just some faith-building thing that happened, and I've shared this before. Last time I was with you, I've shared some of this before. I've got to share with you one more thing that's taken place, one more thing I feel that's going to convince you 100% that what God is doing is no small thing. He is doing the big thing, and with it, inside of this is not... You know, normally this would be a missionary presentation. 34 years ago, my wife and I were sent out to Africa. And much like what we were doing here, during this ceremony right here, while you're commissioning me, we were sent out to this far northwestern corner of Kenya, East Africa, to a desert where only 250,000 people lived and roamed the deserts with their animals and didn't know Jesus Christ. There was no church among the nomads at that time. And so I feel it's very special tonight to have you lay your hands upon me. I feel like I've been commissioned to something brand new again. And I want to say to each and every one of you to receive that commissioning for yourself as well. And receive the commissioning. You're being sent out again, once again, to the new things that God has for you. Trust me that the Lord is going to show you some new things this year that you've never seen before. And understand that He's fulfilling your destiny. The destiny that He set forth from the day you received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Your destiny, you jumped right into that, and it's going to be fulfilled in your day. You're going to be amazed at what He's going to do. So I want to share with you just a couple of pictures here and a word. I hope this is on. There we go. And I was sharing a little bit earlier the parable of the mustard seed. And in Mark chapter 4, we can just share 30 through 32 tonight. But I want to point out verse 31, but it is like a mustard seed, which, when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds on the earth. And so the mustard seed being that which is the smallest in all the seeds on the earth. Don't ever, ever, ever say to yourself that you're insignificant on this earth. You are so significant because you are the seed that God has planted where you are for growing into the kingdom of God. That's what you are, and He has planted. We are those seeds that He has planted and has scattered across the earth. So in the days ahead, I trust that you will receive that and understand that it's not over yet. You're growing into a big tree that's going to give refuge to many, that's going to be healing for nations, that is going to open up doors that have been locked forever, that is going to help people to understand who Jesus is in a fresh new way. It's not the religious spirit that's been existent in this nation for so long is going to come to an end, finally. Amen? And with that is going to come a great hunger for the real, true relationship, the presence of Lord, the real understanding, the deep level understanding of God's love. And the depths of God's love is going to be increased this year. Just look for it all year long. Look for an ever-increasing understanding of the depth of God's love. And walk in it. I want to encourage you to walk the direction of God's love this year. Because as you do, you're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper into his understanding. And then you're going to understand why he is the God who created love. Why love is the name of God. Why God created love and who he is. That God would love the whole world and everybody in it. So, as I was saying years ago, we went off to this place in Kenya among this tribal group called Turkana, and they couldn't be the least likely people in the whole world to ever wonder about where their next meal was going to come from, because they didn't know where it was going to come from, and they lived in very poorly. had camels for milk and animals, but truthfully, as you can see, these are some of the poorest people in the world living in an extremely dry land that had no resource and was subject to droughts and famines. And this is just the major city there in the region. This is called the town of Lodwar. I'm going to take some of you there someday, so I just wanted you to see where you're headed. So some of you... Just say, I've gone to the city of God, okay? I've gone to the city of God. And that's how you'll get there. You get to fly in. Be glad you get to fly in, because if you had to go by road, then you wouldn't be good for a few days until it's a pretty bad road going up there. But there was, you know, a famine in 2011, and during that time, the people had lost hope that, you know, that God, somehow God had forgotten them. When you can imagine that there's churches all over this land now, by the grace of God, over 30 years now, the gospel's been preached powerfully in that nation and or in that part of the world. And there's many, many churches, many believers. They are fervent prayers. They love to pray and ask God, and they love to really give their hearts to God. They are fearless people. And yet a famine would come upon them and have to have food delivered to them. Now, I want to stay on this picture for a second because, again, this is not a missionary presentation. I'm showing you a picture that I think is very important. And look at this, because we're going to do a little exercise here tonight when we're finished. But in the middle of all of this, you know, hunger is awful. Especially when you don't have the answer to the hunger. But the people went out to pray and to ask the Lord for the Lord to come into the land, prepare the way of the Lord, build up the highway, you know, make a way for the Lord, remove the stones, you know. And literally, they had opportunity to really trust the Lord for something that they could not imagine. There's not one man, woman, or child here who believed that God could do anything more than maybe just what he's always done, and that's send a little bit of rain and a little bit of food and a little bit of resource to their land. But yet he had put them there, and their numbers had grown in great measure. From the time we were there, they had grown to be over 1 million people. The pastors... in October of 2010, decided to do something they had never done before, and that was to put forth the promises of God and write them down and declare them outwardly. And they did that. And it was a very small prayer meeting, didn't involve a lot of people, involved the pastors from many different churches, but they were there to represent God's people in the land. And they wrote down their declarations, and one of them they said, Turkana is a land of prosperity. Well, that if you're in the natural mind, no. There's no way that could possibly be a land of prosperity. But yet, in March of 2012, oil was discovered there. And so After more than 30 years of oil exploration, oil was discovered. So you think in your mind, you go, well, how could that be? All these big companies looking for oil, they've come and gone. They said, no, there's no oil in Kenya. Sorry, we're going up to southern Sudan or Uganda, to other countries where there's, for sure there's oil there, but I'm sorry, Kenya, you have no oil. And that's it. And the last company had left said that, and then this small oil company comes in after the pastors had prayed, during the famine, when no one had any hope, when no one thought anything was going to change. And yet God was looking down from heaven on those people standing on that road, and you can be sure that he wanted to surprise them with something much far greater than they could ever imagine. So, that was then. Now, this the same year, we gathered again in October. Now, it was March, the oil was actually discovered in 2011 during the middle of the famine, but it was announced in March of 2012. And now in October 2012, we went down there with and met up with pastors and leaders in that area to give thanks to the Lord for this oil. No one would say that there was anything gonna, you know, they didn't think they'd ever get anything back from this at all. All this oil, all this wealth, but they may not get anything back, but yet they went down there to give thanks that God had something buried underground, a treasure to the rest of the nation. And that was huge thing. That was a shift in their minds to think that beyond themselves, for themselves, they would say, we've got to find out ways to get money from this oil. But the shift in the spirit was that they had the right, had their eyes on heaven to say, thank you, Lord, for what you put in our ground for the rest of the people in Kenya. Even though the rest of the people may not have viewed them in that way or may not have always thought of them as a detriment, as a negative, as a loss, because they never had food and they always have to be taken care of. But yet now they had one of the most wealthiest things to give back to the nation of Kenya, an export which will gain Kenya much income in the days ahead. And I want to encourage you about our role and our position in the land as believers in Jesus Christ, to trust the Lord that he has put us in places to set things right, you know, to shift the spiritual so that we can garner the full plan of God. And that's our role. We are the ones to take care of the spiritual area. That's what we're called to do. And that's why it's so important that God has put you here and has your destiny charted out before you, because there is many things yet to do and yet to come in the land. So we gathered to pray and give thanks to the Lord, and as we had been together a day and a half in a room preparing together to put out some declarations, and as we went outside, it rained upon us, which it never rains here, but it rained upon us at that specific time. That's just a side note. You guys are familiar with miracles, right? So, all right. So let's just take a look at what the pastors and leaders of the land there thought about. Now you're looking at first and second generation Christians. Some of them first generation Christians in the whole region. So they haven't been Christian as a people for that long. But here's what they put. Turkana is a place of spiritual awakening. I just highlighted a few of these 40 for you. That's the one at the top. The next one says, Turkana is a land of safe, clean, and adequate water. No. Was it then? No, absolutely not. Turkana is a food-producing zone. Oh, my goodness. They don't ever have food there. But this is what they were declaring out before them. Okay? And then Turkana is a resource mobilization center for missions. So these are just a few I wanted to highlight before you. And that was in October of 2012. Now, just this last year, I got a chance to go back there. And in September of 2013, BBC announces that they have found water underground. 11 months later, they find water, enough water to supply all of Kenya for 70 years. All of Kenya. Turkana didn't write this article. The people who found the water said it just like that. To supply all of Kenya for 70 years. What's the number 70? What's the fact that they would say all of Kenya? Why did they come up and write their article such as it is as this in this way? So I was just there in October of 2013 this year to give thanks to the Lord for all he had done in that region. And I want to encourage you with this, that these are miracles. This is truly an amazing miracle, that the things that you cannot see and they cannot understand. Last time I talked with you, I was so excited about the oil find. And this time I went back and I could not believe it, but they had found. I wasn't even going this last year, but I tell you, when they announced the water find, the pastor said, "Randy, come back. We need to pray again and give thanks to the Lord." And there's a lot in that region that's going to take place. Did you know that southern Sudan is just the country just north of there, and it's not that far away from where these aquifers are at, and they're actually going to be sending water up there in the future as well. So we're talking about a regional influence in the land. So these people now have water and oil. Oh, there's another biblical sign right there, isn't it? Do you see when you... This is what you believe in. Believe in this. Believe that God has put your feet on the ground here in Camarillo to decree and declare what Camarillo shall be, what this whole region should be and what this whole state should be. He's put your feet on the ground, and he's given you words to speak out in faith that he is going to do what only he can do, and that's to bring miracles. Do you understand what I'm talking about, that there are things that you cannot see that should not happen here? Do you understand that by this, that there are yet things here in this city and even unto California yet that can change in a day? This is a 3-year period. This place has turned 180 degrees around from being the poorest, desolate place in the world to becoming the place that now Kenyans are running up there to drill wells and get farms up there. Land prices have shot up. All kinds of economic changes are taking place, and the pastors are saying there, wow, they are just so full of faith. They're saying, you know something? This is beyond our thinking. I was out in a faraway village, and I was praying with the people there, and they were telling me they were getting visions of houses and roads and cars and streetlights, and they had these special homes that had a place in the back, like where a camel can be milked. And they were telling me stuff I could not understand what you're talking about. They said, "No, it's like a shed, and the camel comes in there, and you milk it, and then it goes out again." And I was saying, well, "What kind of a home? Oh, that's only just a home for us, you know, something God's going to build us." And I, "Where did you get that?" And he said, "They saw that in a vision already." Oh, that's amazing. So if these people who yet have understanding about the rest of the world that much, they're in a very isolated place and have lived this way all their lives, can have visions of things like this, I'm telling you 100% that God has things in right here underneath your feet. Right here in this place that you have not seen or heard of yet. Things that have yet to take place, things that are coming, things that are going to happen in the future that God has planned for this place. He is a mighty, mighty God. He is going to fulfill all that he has planned for Camarillo, for your church here. I was just earlier today, I really, really believe that your church is going to be transformed into an amazing, amazing place, a very strategic center. You're going to be sending people out to nations here. You're going to be empowering. Don't even give a thought right now as to how all of that's going to happen, because what God has deemed to happen, he makes it happen. You know, what we're supposed to do is to believe. Number two, we're to get out there and make the declaration and think like God thinks. So right now, we say, Camarillo, you are saved in the name of Jesus Christ. And all cities round about, you are saved by the in Jesus' name. You're probably already thinking, well, Randy, we've been out, we've prayed, we've talked to people, we've won people to the Lord, but some have gone back and backslidden. We've had churches open up and go down, and we've had people go left and right. We don't know. I'm telling you, Camarillo, you shall be saved. You haven't seen how yet. You don't know the plan yet, but it will. And I'm telling you that for this whole region. God is going to do it. And he'll accomplish what he planned to do. Now, as we were praying for Thailand today, and as you were praying for me for Thailand, I want you to continue to pray. I want to give you a picture of an article that we just got out of the newspaper here. This is January 9th, 2014. And politician and supporters turn to sorcery to gain edge. Now, you need to understand that right now in Thailand, we're right in the middle of a huge political crisis. Right now in Thailand, we have two opposing political parties that are poised to turn into a civil war unless, you know, God intervenes, something's got to change. Thailand is a wonderful country full of wonderful people, and they are peace-loving people. They do not like war. They don't like to hurt anybody. It's just not their nature. But yet, this political spirit, I would say, political spirit has been loosed in this country and is causing such divisions and such hatreds that we're seeing things we've never seen before. Now, the political spirit has to die. And what has been done in the past is actually, there's been a curse upon the politics of the land. And it has to be broken. Okay, so what we feel is happening right now, in fact, the truth is that years ago, they did an exercise here where they took blood, donated blood, and went and cursed some places in Thailand with blood. Now, we would all say, oh, that's awful. Get that off the screen. I think I will. I don't want to see that. But now, guess what happens now? Where it is right now, and this is what I want you to pray about, that curse needs to be broken. It can't be broken by another curse. Curses don't break curses, okay? Only the blessings of God can ever break a curse. And only the blood of Jesus Christ can cancel a curse completely. Amen? And so we pray now and can see the way where opportunity is going to be given to the church to make an entrance and be able to bring the answer to that situation and to bring an answer to the political problem that's out there. We know and believe that what God has in mind for Thailand is not chaos and is not this type of political problems, nor is any of the things that we're seeing going on. Do you know that Bangkok is totally shut down? I mean, literally, streets are closed, thousands of people in the streets, roads blocked off, hotels empty, shopping malls empty. It's not the normal thing that goes on in Thailand right this very moment. And on February 2nd is an election which the other party does not want to see happen at all. And so we are going to pray that God intervenes here without violence. And then we're going to ask the Lord for the opportunity for the Church of Jesus Christ to come in and be able to share good news. Not only just break the curse, which has to be broken, we're going to be asked for that, but we're also going to be praying for the opportunity to share the answer to the situation. Do we have it now? No. We don't have it. But we have to come together and ask God for it. When God gives the answer to something that cannot be solved on the ground, then we have to be ready to go in with that answer. We have to be receivers of what God has to give. Our nation in the United States is also at a political crisis as well, and we keep looking for a political solution. And political solutions do not, they just keep failing one after another, every political solution. So what do we need? We need a God solution so badly. So brothers and sisters, receive this hour that we're in. We're in a time where if you will agree with God, he will use you powerfully. And you don't think, now don't sit there and think that he can't take you to the Capitol. Don't think that he can't take you to Washington, because he can. And he can take you there, and he can have you deliver a word that changes everything. And he loves to use the most unlikely person. So if that's you, get ready. If you're willing, then get ready. If you're willing to be used by God, because that's what it is. It's not always the influential or the well-known, the movie star, you know, the most popular person to solve these things. He loves to take the least likely and demonstrate his power through that person, and I believe that's you. And I think that's truthfully the spirit that I feel among the people of Jubilee, that resides in your spirit. You're a people of God who love the Lord, who don't believe that you're high and lofty, but yet you believe in a God of miracles who can do the greatest things on earth that no one else can do. And you're poised. Poised is meaning you're ready. It means you've prepared. That means the ground that you've been standing on is foundationally strong and good for a great move that God wants to bring. And I know he's going to do it here. I believe he's going to do it 100%. Now, I want tonight to just to take a moment of ministry time together so that we can do a little exercise to prepare the way of the Lord. And it's not a prayer tunnel. We're not going to do a prayer tunnel. We're going to prepare a highway for the Lord. And we're going to do this prophetically here because I believe that when we do, we're going to start opening up the things that have been closed. And I believe tonight that many of you are going to receive visions of things for this city that you have not seen. Now, I want to encourage you. Earlier I was praying and I saw a picture of an outdoor area that God's going to give you to be able to pray for people in a very public way. And I don't know exactly where that place is, but if you know where it is and you think you know where it is and you haven't done this already, probably knowing you, you already have. But if you haven't, you have to be like these pastors. You have to go out there. You have to understand that you have position and authority to look over the land and see what needs to be there and declare it to be and to join your prayers right like that and to say to this city, city, you shall be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be a healing center here for people to receive healing. There will be a place here for people who don't have a home and need help and a shelter. Let it be so right here in Jesus' name. You see, that is what we're supposed to do. Everyone else, we many times we want to go out and try to do the thing, and that's nothing wrong with that because God has mobilizers for the ground, and we have to be involved in that too. But the first thing we have to do is to go out there and look at that place and say, this is the place that God has chosen. Declare it to be so. And he'll take that little effort of faith and multiply it greatly back to you and bring everything to completion. He is waiting for you and me, brothers and sisters. He is waiting for us. He is ready for a great, great awakening here in this place. Amen? Let's stand up. Now, Father, as we stand tonight together, Lord, we've not come here to hear the voice of a man, Lord. But, Father, we've come here to hear from you. Father, we've not come here to see a wonderful picture of what you're doing on the earth, Lord, but we've come here to see what you're going to do right here in this city. Father, we need a vision from heaven to be upon us now in Jesus' name. We need to see a state of California transformed by your glory. We need to see, Father, the place and position, Father, even with our families here, where you're going to place us, the words we're going to speak. Father, the things we're going to write down and write them and put them in a frame and hang them in our house, that our house is going to be saved and all in it are shall be saved. We're going to stand at the top of our neighborhood block with our brothers and sisters there, and we're going to declare this road is saved in the name of Jesus Christ, and start looking for miracles to take place. Start looking for doors to open up to the gospel and people asking for prayer for healing. There will be a time when people will come out of their houses and come out of their doors and be looking for answers. They will have seen something that they cannot believe and will ask for an answer. You shall be there and say, the Lord God is in heaven. He loves you. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Trust in the Lord and you shall be saved. There are times like this coming to you, brothers and sisters. Now, we're going to do a little thing of prayer tonight to just open up a very innocent little prayer. I need two rows facing each other with a very wide road in between. Not the narrow one you saw there, but let's make a wide road. I hope we have enough room to stretch out there. Straight road. We have a traffic jam. That's a good thing. I want you. All right, now, this is what we're going to do. We start at this end down here. And as you walk down this road here, this way, and you come to the end, I want everyone to start shifting that direction so we have enough room. I want everyone to walk this road all the way through. You are standing here as God's people for of faith, for what God wants to do at Jubilee, for God what he wants to do in this city, and for what he wants to do in your own life, what he wants to do in the lives of many thousands of people that you have yet to touch. I know God is going to have you stand before people in great numbers to share his great love and to pray for the sick. And God's going to give bounty to some of you to be able to help those in need so that when no one will be in need, no one will be able to say on your block that they are hungry. No one near your house will ever go hungry. And no one on your neighborhood will ever not know the Lord. And no one in your place that lives nearby you will ever say that there is no God in heaven who loves me. Yeah, that just came from the Lord. Thank him. I didn't have that. That's him. So tonight we're going to prepare a highway that's going to never, the highway of the Lord, the highway of the Lord, and prepare the way for Camarillo right here. So as you walk down this road, two by two, I don't know if we can have music. I guess we don't need music. We can sing. Maybe you can pray. Can we have some music? Maybe a little music? I want you to ask the Lord, as you walk down this highway, that he would show you that there are 1,000 people walking with you from this city. That you don't walk alone, but you're leading the people into the promised land, into salvation, out of debt, and out of divorce, and out of sickness, and out of hunger, and out of calamities of all kinds that occur in their families, and that you are God's representative here on the earth to deal with the spiritual things that matter, that prevent people from receiving the Lord. The devil has put up so many roadblocks, but tonight they're going to be undone. Tonight we're going to break the confusion that is upon you. Many of you have been in confusion this last year, but the confusion is going to be gone after tonight, and you're going to be totally clear and see clearly. And some of you have been thinking that it's all over, and my time is over, and I'm done, but God is saying you're being commissioned tonight for a new thing, so you're not done at all. You're just beginning, okay? There's a new beginning for a new thing he's going to do. So let's just lift up our hands. Take the role, priestly role, that you have right here. You are clothed in white garments. You are the wonderful people of the living God in this place. You are the children of God who he put here and knew you would be here in January 2014. And he sent you here this day to open up a highway of heaven to be here on earth, the highway of the Lord, the highway that leads to fulfillment of dreams and things that people have had and not ever seen before, fulfillment of lives that have been given over. You've worked so hard. You've given so much. You've seen so many things happen. But tonight, God wants to fulfill all of that and set your feet strong and give you strength back to your legs. Some of you have weak legs. The Lord is healing you right now of those weak legs and making them strong again. Some of you have concerns of health concerns, and we declare them over with in the name of Jesus. We break off the devil's lies in Jesus' name and wants you to be healed 100%. He wants you to be able to say to your neighbor, yet I was sick, but now I have been healed by Jesus. And no man healed me, no man touched me. Jesus Christ healed me tonight, and I've been set free. So, Lord, this is the sweetest moment for the city of Camarillo right now. This is so wonderful. Don't you just feel his presence here tonight? Thank you. Now, my brother and sister, walk the highway of the Lord and take your time and just ask the Lord to give you a vision of a transformed city, a place changed. Let him help you to see the things that you haven't seen. Nobody in Africa would have ever thought they were standing upon oil and water of this nature. You're standing in a new day. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord. Yeah, just keep walking down. Yeah. I want everyone to walk the highway of the Lord. And where your feet go, I tell you, God commands angels to watch over you. He wants you to go out to the city. He wants you to put your feet on the shopping malls and the highways and byways, to the little place where they fix lawnmowers. And the guy says, oh, I'm not a Christian. I've been here since the beginning of this city. And you're going to go to him and stand in front of his shop and say, you know something? The Lord loves you so much. And he'll say, I want to believe today in the Lord. Yes, just enjoy. Oh my goodness. Don't you just feel the great love of the Lord? Let's just keep it going. We don't have to stop. Let's keep the highway of the Lord going. The highway of the Lord. And just open up your eyes to see the things you haven't seen before. I can see you putting on dances out there. I can see some wonderful dancing. Dancing for fun outside. And people coming from all over saying, what a wonderful day it is. Come on again. Maybe we need to do this one more time. Before we didn't know, and now we know what we're doing. Let's do it again. The highway to heaven, the highway of the Lord. Heaven on earth. That's good. That sounds like a good name. That sounds like a good name. God is deepening your love for people right now to a greater measure than ever before. And you know people that have yet to experience that love. And God's going to send you there. And they are going to see that love all over you. And the highway of the Lord. Oh, the highway highway of the Lord. We shall see him, and we shall see the Lord. We will see on the highway of the Lord, the highway of the Lord. Lord, prepare us, Lord, for the highway of the Lord. Joy and peace, full of long suffering. The highway of the Lord. Now, Lord, we just speak peace, 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 Lord. May the shalom of Jesus be upon every person in the city tonight, Father. And even as we stand here, Father, and this highway of heaven is here, Father, nothing can ever change that. The highway is open, and now, Father, let your peace be upon this city now, in Jesus' name. May every home have a visitation of angels, Lord. We pray, Father, that no one would be without knowing that your love is so great and so powerful. Father, your holy people here in this place, Father, have so spoken, Lord, and have so heard your voice in the highway of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We've got one more thing, prophetic thing to do that I think is just a part of agreement. The Lord has had us to adopt Randy and Edie, as you know, and adoption, especially in the times of the Bible, were not some things you did normally with little ones. You did them with full-grown men, sons and daughters that you came into covenant with. And one of the things that Randy saw was going to happen. Myra, can you put up that slide that I asked you to put up? I know you'll find your way there. Thanks. One of the things that Randy saw was that this strategic mobilization place that we have now become and we're being launched to be, there would be a funding aspect that would allow us to do anything God asked us to do, and it wouldn't be even an issue, so that poverty mindset would break. Now, Randy, this is the thing that I told you we heard the first time through John Dawson in 2005. Jubilee Church is a strategic headquarters for global change disguised as a local church. Wow. What did you say? What did you say?
That's a good name. That was the name I was trying to get a hold of, but I couldn't. I said strategic, yeah. Yeah. It's here. This starts now.
Yeah. So I want us to sow, write a check to Jubilee Church, but we're going to sow it into this man and his family, his ministry, his calling, as a seed, for the futures of all things God's calling for today. So it's for your future, it's for our future, it's for the kingdom of God being manifest on the earth today. So let's just extend our hand. We'll get some buckets up front. You can then go, wait 1 second, just hold your, let's stay in prayer in the highway. Let's agree, ask God what to give, then go back and get ready and bring it up. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Randy and Edie Nelson, and as you have brought us into a covenant, into union, into oneness of welcoming them into our family and a whole dimension of Romans 8, we join in agreement, Lord, for the words you've spoken and make them our declaration, that we are being given funding in ways that we have not known that will enable us to do far beyond what we've ever thought. We are going to, our mindset, we will be able to send anyone, anywhere, anytime, for anything God calls us to do. In Jesus' name, we declare that we will send anyone, anytime, to anywhere, for anything God calls us to do. in Jesus' name. Now bless Randy and Nels and Edie. Bless them, and we sow by faith into this, for that's where we sow from, the abundance to be able to send anyone to anywhere to do anything at any time in you, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, now we'll go ahead, bring your offerings up, and then you're released to go in the evening.